Hey there, everybody. Welcome back here again on Erev Shabbos. And I want to get this one out here before Shabbos starts. Tonight and through Shabbos is every week. Right, as we mentioned, this whole year, Netzach falls on Shabbos, eternity, victory, B'yachad Ninatzeach. And this is very fitting for Malchus, where we're leaders, and leaders help bring people together. All right, this is one aspect of being a leader, is bring people together and being a teacher. And this is what we're focusing on here in Malchus this year. We're seeing it a lot. And so Netzach, Sheb Malchus, right? How do we relate to our leadership, our position of leadership, our newfound position of leadership, perhaps, having a purpose and having leadership or thinking about it, and or maybe something that we've been leaders in and kind of going back to it. And that's part of Netzach, right, is that getting back up, that resilience. And we often wonder, here we are, we're at the waning moments and the waiting moments before Shavuos, the giving of the Torah. And it's been a long ride. It's been a long ride. It's been a lot of fun and challenging, but meaningful. So how do we get here almost a complete 7 weeks through? And how are we going to keep on going after this? How is it possible that we're able to make it? When we were talking about Netzach, Sheb Netzach, we talked about living the moment, and that by being in the moment one day at a time, one day at a time, one moment will add up to eternity. Right? So that's one way of looking at it, of course. And you know, I want to lend something or borrow something from one of the, we talk about teacher leaders, one of the greatest leaders and teachers in the sports world history, John Wooden. Ex-basketball coach of UCLA. Not a UCLA fan, and I wasn't around when he was around. But that being said, so many of his messages and lessons hold true. And one of the things that he said was, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. If you would say slow is fast, that doesn't make any sense. When you're slow, you're smooth, you're doing things, you're making things effective, hitting the mark. And when you're smooth, you start to create muscle memory that allows you to do it faster. So this aspect of smooth is something that's important. And to bring it back to Torah sense, we know that to be able to make it, we have to have what? Endurance. Netzach is endurance and resilience. Having endurance, especially here we are at the end of, towards the end of the Omer count, and wherever you are, however you're holding, you've been doing it every day, you've counted, said the bracha every night, you fell off, didn't do it, or you coming back and checking in and out, or maybe you're counting but you haven't been listening to the lessons, or you've been listening to lessons but haven't counted. There's so many different possibilities in the spectrum of how we do this. And the fact of the matter is that it's long. And we're going to have to get there to be a leader over and over again. How do people become leaders? Because they have the confidence, the inner confidence, coming from a place of abundance, as we said in the week of Netzach. People want to know that you feel as though you know what you're talking about, and that you know what you're doing. And this brings people on board to allow you to be a leader. Even more so, endurance, resilience, getting back up. How important is it for a leader to be able to get back up once he's been knocked down? There's so many leaders out there that they had a good run, but the moment that they were knocked down, it's kind of like, okay, the jig is up. There's nothing else I can do. My reputation's shot. Everybody knows that I'm a fraud, or, well, that was a good run, but no one's going to ever believe in me again. And the opposite is so much true, right? That the best leaders sometimes have come back after a good run at the beginning and a failure, and they came back stronger than ever. And people saw it and they believe in it. And that second run, that third run, however many times it takes, is actually more powerful because they have endurance. So these aspects that we can combine about having endurance, being smooth, steady, not having to run, not having to become the greatest leader of all time overnight, but just accepting the mantle. Even the Lubavitcher Rebbe, a blessed memory, it took him a while to accept the mantle, and when he did, it took him a while to get momentum in that place. Same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu, same thing with David HaMelech. And same thing with us. We have to know that we're in this for the long haul. We're in this to succeed in the long haul, to win in the long haul, to be leaders, to lead our people, the people who are dependent upon us, to the ultimate eternal victory. And that's with Moshiach. And that's with Torah. That's with the true revelation of Hashem rebuilding their temple. But that can only be happened if I'm a leader today and I'm willing to take in the steps day in, day out, and willing to get up when I get knocked down. So examine over Shabbos maybe times that we had a position of leadership and we stopped for whatever reason, or lost interest, or didn't think we were good enough, or whatever it is, and we can come back. And if we are a leader now, we can think about, how can I make this smoother? How can I make myself that I'm not running too much, I'm not demanding too much of myself and of others? And that's another thing of a leader, is a leader knows what those who are dependent upon him and in his kingdom, what they're capable of. And of course, we're always judging them on the side of merit to see the possibilities and the potential that people have. But knowing them and not expecting too much, while at the same time setting high expectations of them, but also knowing that we may not get there overnight, and we have to allow them to have the endurance as well. How can we set them up for success as well? That they're going to be able to make it through to the end, through the long haul. And of course, the main way to make it to the long haul, the main way that's eternity, the main way to get the Moshiach energy is through gratitude. So being grateful for where I'm at right now, and knowing that I'm going to get there. Saying thank you, Hashem Yitbarach, for the future, knowing that we're going to get there. Being grateful for the people that are dependent upon me and the ways that I'm able to help them. And knowing that they're going to get there, and we're going to get there together. And in this way, we're going to see that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And little by little, lat, we create more endurance. We're able to run the marathon at a good pace. And if we fall, we get back up quickly. And if we've been fallen, we're going to pick ourselves up and give it another try. And in this way, we're going to see that we're true leaders who are there forever for our people, and that those around us who are leaders in their own right, leading us in their way and in their purpose, that they're leading us to victory. And this way, we're all going to lead each other for the long haul with resilience and endurance, with confidence, to eternity, with the coming of Moshiach Tzidkenu, the third Beis HaMikdash, revelation of Hashem, and gathering of all the exiles and all the tribes in a peaceful, shalom-filled Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael, with the entire world included, to have their role, l'chaim, Shabbat Shalom.